Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio talk show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And oh, do we have a show for you this Monday morning on this beautiful January the 23rd, 2023. I said January the 23rd, 2023. And it's a lot going on, y'all. It's a whole lot going on. Let me tell you something. This 2023 is going to be some kind of year, y'all. I'm telling you. It's just the beginning of a whole lot of stuff. We have some serious, very serious topics for you today. None of our topics are, every one of them are serious. Serious. Every one of them are real, real life stuff that we have to deal with, and it is civil rights violations that are taking place each and every day. And we got to fight for our rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything, but we got to fight for our rights. We can't give up the fight. We can't allow them to just treat us any kind of way, talk to us any kind of way, do us any kind of way. We have to stand up and fight just like everybody else. And, you know, it's funny because we can send billions of dollars to Ukraine and we have a crisis right here in America. We have a super crisis right here in America, but we're sending all this money to Ukraine. Come on now, come on. Let me get my hands on $4 or $5 billion and I'll just take away the homeless problem, period. It'll be dead, gone, and over with, okay? The homeless problem will be gone. I mean G-O-N-E, gone, okay? That's all I'm saying to you. We're up here helping other countries. We need help right here in America, okay? We need a lot of help here in America. So we need to step up our game, America. That's what we need to do right now. Good morning, Brother Maurice Valentine, a.k.a. Bully the Bull. Man, call into our show, brother. I want to talk to you, Pastor Terry Wilson, Bishop Taylor. What's up, Bishop Taylor Emeritus? What's up? It's good to see you this morning, my brother. Let me tell y'all something. I'm very upset, but I'm hot like a firecracker this morning. I'm hot. And let me tell you why. This is so sad. 10 people were killed in a mass murder in Monterey, California. These mass shootings, ever since COVID-19 hit, y'all, ever since people have taken this shot, they have gone ballistically insane. I don't know what's in this shot, man, but it got people acting really, really strange. People are just impatient. They don't care. They got to do it right now. If they can't do it, then they got to hurt somebody while they're trying to do it. It's just ridiculous. Bishop Taylor, I'm glad you're on. Cassandra Romero, I'm glad you're on. Tell 10 people, Maurice Valentine, you know the number to the show, Maurice. Maurice, we getting ready to go on a subject matter that happened in Tennessee, and a young man named Tyree. So I want you to call into the show. And you know the number is 646-787-8064. Bishop Taylor, if you have time, call into the show. 646-787-8064. I'm so glad you're on, Bishop Taylor. I'm so glad you're on, Brother Maurice, but I want y'all to call into the show because I want to ask you a question, and I want to hear your answer. 646-787-8064. Now, if you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. I'm going to say it again. If you want to go on, you know, online to our social media, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. On the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you'll be right in on the show with us. Now, again, if you want to call in, you can call into our show at 646-787-8064. It's about to get hot up in here, okay? And we bring you the real deal. Holyfield, there's no smoking guns. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? God bless you. Good morning. What's up, Donnell? Brother Donnell Wells, is this who I think it is? Brother Donnell Wells, are you related to Patrice Wells? If you are, put yes on there because we definitely want to talk to you this morning. Brother Donnell, are you the brother of Patrice Wells, Adriana Patrice Wells? If so, respond in right in there right now because I want to talk to you. Again, we are going to talk about what happened in Tennessee in just a few minutes. Let's see here. Okay, let's get this going. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So I'm just tagging a few people. Brother Donnell Wells. Hold that thought. Okay. 10 people were killed in Monterey, California over the weekend. If you didn't hear about it, you're hearing about it right now. Yes, it was a mass shooting. A man went in there and shot and killed 10 innocent people at a gathering where people were dancing and having a good time. I don't know why, but people just feel like they just need to go and you know, instead of shooting nobody, they got to shoot somebody. Good morning, Vera. Good morning. Everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people. Tag 10 people right now. Tag 10 people right now. So I just want to, you can read later about that story, about the 10 people. I want to make a phone call real quick on the show, like I do every Monday. I want to see if I can get in touch with someone real quick. Let's try and let's see what happens. Good morning, sister. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? God bless you.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I missed you. You know what to do. Leave a message. Thanks. Bye.
We're going to cut that off. Okay. I was trying to reach Adriana Patrice Wells. If anybody can reach her, she's on Messenger. Have her to call into our show, Brother Donnell Wells, if you could go. And good morning, Cousin V. How are you on Facebook Live? Good morning. Good morning. Please tell 10 people, get them to come in. Now, I want to go to a very important story right now, what happened in Tennessee. A young man by the name of Tyree Nichols, 29 years old, was brutally beat to death by 5 police officers in Tennessee. Am I upset about it? Okay, thank you, Brother Donnell Wells. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. But we're still glad you're here, Brother Donnell. 29-year-old Tyree Nichols was on his way home, driving home just a few blocks away from his house when he was pulled over by the police. He was afraid, and in fear, he ran. They caught him. They beat him terribly. When they took him to the hospital, he passed away from his beatings. I promised my friend Adriana Patrice Wells, because that's her nephew, and me and Patrice, we went to school together, we grew up together. Hallelujah. You're on the line, Bishop? Let's see. Okay. Hold on. Let's get the bishop on. Hold on. Let's get the bishop. Okay. Wait. Let's see. Nine. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Are you there? 424 area code. 424-463 area code. Are you there? Is that you, Bishop? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Let's see. Caller in the 909-653, are you there? Is that Bishop Taylor? Good morning, caller in the 909-653. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. If you can hear me.
Okay, is this Bishop Taylor?
No, this is DJ.
What's up, DJ? What's up, bro? How are you, man?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Man, I'm glad you called in. We're talking about right now, we were talking about a shooting that took place. Good morning, Renee Allen, my high school friend. Tell 10 people about the show. We were talking about 10 people that were shot in Monterey, California over the weekend, and all 10 of them died. And then we switched over to the beating of a young man named Tyree Nichols, who was from Tennessee, and he was on his way home. Good morning, Shirley Allen. Good morning, Renee Allen. Good morning, everybody. Tell 10 people to join us. And I'm going to get right to you, Bishop. Don't hang up. Bishop, stay on the line. We're going to get right back to you. So I'd like to get your opinion. Tyree Nichols was on his way home, 2 blocks away from his house. The police saw him. They pulled him over. He told the police he was afraid that they were going to do something to him, and he ran. When he ran, they caught him. And they beat him really bad. And they took him to the hospital, and he succumbed to his wounds. He passed away. The hammer dropped swiftly. This is African-American. Tyree, 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, was African-American. And Tyree Nichols was beat by 5 African-American police officers. However, those 5 police officers have been fired. They are under investigation, and they will be criminally charged with the beating of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. I'm a little emotional because we have been dealing with being beat by police officers for decades, and before the police, we were beat by slave masters. And a lot of slave masters and Ku Klux Klans and other people took off the judge robe or the whatever and put on badges, and they are abusing their authority. So, Brother DJ, I'd like to get your take on it, because we have a lot of good officers, don't get me wrong. These were some very bad officers. What do you say to that, DJ?
Well, I don't have all the information in reference to the incident that occurred, only what you just described. And I can only say this, you know, we are held to a certain standard because, yes, I am in law enforcement. And when you violate those rules and you violate people's rights and things like that, then they should get everything they have coming to them. You know, and if law enforcement is one of those things where you're afraid of doing, then you shouldn't be doing law enforcement. If you can't respect people, you can't give them opportunity to explain their situation and be there to listen and hear, and, you know, just have good ears to hear what's going on, and just don't pass judgment before you find out. You know, those things are occurring or not occurring, then they shouldn't be in that career field. And my heart goes out to the family members, and it's just a sad day in law enforcement and for the community when those things happen.
Hey, man, I want to thank you, DJ. It's such an honor and a pleasure beyond words to have you on this morning to give comfort, because some of the family members are actually listening right now all the way from Tennessee. They are actually on the show, listening to the show right now. So you said some really big words, some very meaningful words, and some words that, okay, I got you coming on, Bishop. Hold on. Hold that thought there, DJ. Hold that thought. We're going to get Bishop in the studio. Bishop Taylor, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Bishop Taylor?
I'm doing fine. Are you able to hear me, Brother Eddie?
Yes, sir, Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, please say hello to DJ, and DJ say hi to Bishop Taylor.
Bishop Taylor, hello. Good morning.
Okay. How are you doing?
Always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Wonderful. Pleasure to hear yours as well as you, Brother Eddie. And Brother Wells is one of our Save Our Seed leaders, Brother Eddie, on the Save Our Seed early morning broadcast.
Oh, amen. Praise God. Please give him my regards, and we want to thank him for coming on. It just so happened that the young man, Tyree Nichols, his aunt is named Adriana Patrice Wells, and she's listening to our show this morning. And so we thought that they were related because they both have the last name Wells. But what a coincidence, but God is good. So I want to ask you a question, Bishop. First of all, let me get a few more people in the studio here. Hold on. Let's get our co-producer, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Granny, Dr. Granny V, that does health and wellness. Good morning, Vera Jones. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Vera.
I am doing great. Oh. So good morning to all the listeners, and good morning to the family members, the friends of everyone that just went through a tragic experience. I'm sending my condolences, love, and support.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, sis. And please say hello to Bishop Taylor.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor.
Good morning, Sister Vera. God bless you. Glad to hear your beautiful voice.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Always a pleasure.
Amen. And without further ado, let's get our co-producer in the show, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show, Brother Clarence M. Allen.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful guests. Good morning to the cold panelists, especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout this city, state, and nation. Pastor Eddie, let me first just send a blessing out to Niecy Bell. She is in downtown Criminal Courts building for the murder of her son, Devontae Williams. Pastor Eddie, back in 2021, the month of early November, me and you were down there, held a press conference and a candlelight vigil. This young man was murdered, shot down on his job. He was a security guard. So So our blessings and wishes go out to their family. Our blessings and wishes go out to those who were murdered over the weekend. And also to this young man who we're talking about. This young man where five African-American police. Come on now. We deal with enough racism out here instead of having to fratricide by our own brothers and sisters. So thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie.
It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. And Brother Clarence M. Allen, please say hello to Bishop Taylor and Dr. Granny V.
Dr. Granny V, Bishop Taylor, good morning to each of you. God bless you. God keep you through this day, through this week, through this month, through this year, and far beyond.
Good morning to you too, sir. God bless you. And we stand with you in your quest for justice.
Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Again, I want to thank DJ for coming on this morning and sharing those very uplifting, positive words. Again, 29-year-old Tyree Nichols was on his way home minding his own business. And while he was on his way home, he was stopped by the police. It was five police officers, and it was only him. And I want to say this. A lot of black men and women are afraid of the police. Why? Because they've been killing us for years. They've been shooting us. They've been beating us. They beat the life out of Rodney King. And there's so many other Rodney Kings that never got videotaped. Were never on video. Nobody could save them. They were beat beyond like animals. They were shot to death, shot in the back. I've been working in civil rights for 30 years. I've seen so many shootings. One young man, they shot him and turned him over, and he had a cell phone in his hand. One young man, they shot him in the back, and the chief of police called me because they were going to have a riot, and I got over there. The young man had his hand on his pants, trying to pull his pants up, and so they shot him. They said he was reaching for a gun. I've seen it so many times. Why are black men afraid of the police? Because look at Devin Brown. Look at so many shootings that have taken place that were unnecessary. You must stop killing our seed. You will stop killing our seed. Justice will prevail. We are not playing around. This is real serious talk. This is our civil right, our constitutional right, our human right, your right, my right, and our rights, because we all have rights. I am appalled. I am offended. And I will continue to take as much action as needed all the way to the Supreme Court, all the way to the White House and any other house until we get some dignity, some integrity, some discipline, some social skills, and some self-respect and some self-love from these haters. I am tired and sick and tired of being tired from the things that we're experiencing that we should not be going through. We are being totally disrespected as a people. And we built America on our blood, sweat, and tears. It is unacceptable. And these people that perform these terrible acts are just despicable and should never have a badge, should never be on a force, and definitely should not have a gun to take away an innocent human life. They beat 29-year-old Tyree Nichols to his death. It just barely beyond breathing, and by the time they got him to the hospital to resuscitate him, he died. Good morning, Brother Antoine Evans. Thankful that you joined us this morning. Hey, what's up, Sister Holt? You're too blessed to be stressed. Praise God. Tell 10 more people to come on in and join us. I want to thank everybody who's on Facebook Live. Bishop Taylor, what do you think about 29-year-old Tyree Nichols being beat to death in Tennessee by five black police officers who have now been fired because the people were getting ready to go ballistic out there And I was talking to my friends. I was on the phone with the family just this couple of days ago, and now some of them are listening to the show right now. Want to ask your opinion, Bishop. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. I hope you can hear me and the listeners. But I think it's appalling. I stand with you. We all stand for justice. We know that the word of God says, thou shalt not kill. And we know that the police are there to do, but they are not there to murder our young people. And then I really stand with you. I pray for the family of those people that was killed. But we have to stand for right and righteousness. The police have a job to do, but they are not on the force to kill our innocent people. Even if the people are doing wrong, they are to apprehend them, not to murder them. So I stand with you and those that are seeking right, justice, you know, and fairness. You know, I know the police want to go home, and that's good. But everybody want to go home. So they're on a job to do that job, and we got to sound the alarm. And I'm standing with you, Brother Eddie Jones, for justice. And if they're found guilty, they need to be punished to the highest extent of the law. Thank you, and back to you.
Thank you so much, Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, we are honored to have you on. Bishop Taylor is the president and CEO of Save Our Seed. And I just said 2 minutes ago, I'm tired of them, get me right now, killing off our seeds. All these young men that are being shot down and killed by the police, they're killing off seeds. This young man was a father. His kids will never see him again, man. Y'all don't get it. And you know what's even, you know what even makes me even more upset? Yes, sir, Brother Donnell Wells stated, Pastor Eddie, I am glad that the people are being held accountable for what happened in this case. And he went on to say, but it seems that there is even a difference in the way or in the expediency that black officers were held accountable versus their white counterparts. What are your thoughts? Great question, Brother Donnell. If those were white officers, they would be suspended with pay. They would be suspended with pay. But these are black officers, and they did not want another George Floyd on their hands. So they knew right away that they had to do their job expeditiously, immediately. I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, what do you think about 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, who was beat to death by the Tennessee Police Department? And go right ahead, Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence, are you okay? Right. Oh, there he is. Brother Clarence, are you there?
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. Thank you once again for this very important atrocity, a murder, a killing. You know, we have a saying that all skin folk is not kin folk. And so it goes into early what you and Bishop Taylor has been saying, you know, through these past over a century or two, that to have our white oppressors, slave owners, I don't call them masters. We have to be very critical on identifying people by certain words, which we cannot give them that power. They were kidnappers.
Right.
They were murderers. They were rapers. They were enslavers. And so the only education that we have, many of us, as
yes.
African descendants, in the United States of America, everything we've been taught has been taught by America. And the African proverb goes, long as the hunter tells the story, he is always
mm-hmm.
going to be glorified. So
yeah.
if we don't umbilical cord to our ancestors, to our own scholars, to our own historians, to our own storytellers. We're going to continue, some of us, to be whitewashed. And what I mean by that, everything that we have learned from America, this is the way we're going to act, some of us, accordingly. So when we see our people out here killing each other, this is what we have learned from this nation. The birth of this nation is started out with killing and slavery, race, and you name it, pillaging. And man, this is just another sad for to have five African descendants who have sworn the duty to protect and to serve to go and kill. They don't even know if they could be related to this young man because we were separated. Our ancestors were separated. Some of our brothers went down to Venezuela, to Brazil, to Haiti. Man, all up and down this new part of the world according to the European identification. But we were already here. Many of us were already here. And so we don't know who we could be related to unless we run an ancestry investigation, unless we run a DNA test and see how close we are in relationship. So for America to brainwash some of us to go out and hunt and kill our own, that is called fratricide,
to kill one own brother and sister.
Yes.
Hey, Brother Clarence, hold on. I just want to show this picture of Brother Tyree Nichols. I'm showing a picture of Brother Tyree Nichols right now, really quick here on Facebook. There he is right there, y'all. For those who can see him, he's smiling on that picture. His kids and his family will no longer see his smile. I just wanted to put his picture up there, Tyree Nichols. Now, I also want to thank DJ for coming on this morning and sharing some very important information with us about the proper way to do policing. There is a right way to do policing, and there is a wrong way to do policing. Now, of course, I'm Pastor Eddie Jones, but, you know, I see all too well how much crime is within the department. And when I say that, I mean, I'm talking about corruption, man. I'm saying corruption within the department. And the officers that are doing these type of activities should be weeded out slowly but surely. And hold that thought, Brother Clarence. I'm coming back to you. I want to go back to DJ and ask him a question. How do we weave out these type of officers? They're all over the United States. There's a lot of great, wonderful, good officers, but how do we weave out the bad officers who are taking innocent lives, beating people, abusing people? How do we get them out, DJ? Go ahead, take the floor.
Well, some of these officers are seasoned officers, if you will, or older officers who are training the new, younger law enforcement guys that are coming in, men and women that are coming in. And so we just hope that they're not in, you know, instilling some of that bad training. So right now we're in a new time where there's new training that needs to come about, and that's going to instill better ways to communicate with people, have a better understanding of who they're dealing with. And, you know, there may be times where there may be a sickness or a health issue, and you have to be able to determine those right away. They don't always make the best decisions, but we're hoping that more training will come and they'll have ability to deal with issues such as, you know, things we see out on the street with mental illness, guys that have those issues. Some law enforcement guys don't understand them, and they're ready to act before they know what they're dealing with. So I'm just hoping that old style of policing and maybe even some of that new style of policing is going to be dealt away with, and we'll have the ability to reason and understand people when we encounter them.
Amen, amen, praise God. Thank you, Brother DJ. Hey, Vera, would you like to say hello to DJ? And DJ, would you like to say hello to Vera?
Good morning, DJ. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, good morning, Sister VJ. Same thing back to you.
Thanks.
So it's family. It's DJ, VJ, and EJ. Thanks, DJ, for coming on, bro. I really appreciate you, man. You're bringing another dimension to the show. Brother Antoine Evans said on Facebook Live, he said, it's a lot of skinheads on the police force. Call it out as it is. Antoine said, we need policing of our own communities. Brother Antoine, you hit the nail on the head. I had a show last week about Dr. Martin Luther King. What would Dr. King say if he was able to say anything about what's happening today with the civil rights movement? He would be upset if all of the black people that are killing each other, all the black rappers that are dying, all the black young girls that are being shot. And you got women shooting women now. You got guys shooting women and women shooting guys, and all of them are African-American. They're fighting each other. They're fighting on Facebook. They're fighting on Instagram. They're fighting on social media. It's terrible. But we have to remember, never to forget, the Willie Lynch letter was put together for a purpose. If you have not read the Willie Lynch letter, we read it on our show. On this show, we read the Willie Lynch letter every matter of fact, Black History Month is coming up, and we're definitely going to read it because you need to remember never to forget what it states. It teaches House Negro against the field Negro, Negro with the brown eyes against the Negro with the green eyes, Negro with the curly hair against the Negro with the nappy hair. It teaches heavy against the light, fat against the skinny. It's teaching us against each other. And that seed has been planted inside of us, and we need to remove that cancer. It's a cancer, and we need to remove it. I'm sorry, does somebody want to say something?
Hold
that thought.
So much killing.
Did someone say they had an opinion?
Training officers, some of the old teaching officers, bringing some of the old morals and values into current day policing, but they don't meet today's society. We need to have an ability to communicate. We need to listen to the people we're dealing with and gather a conclusion from there. Not just, you know, the old school, you do what I say or you go into jail.
Right, right. Now, with that being said, hold that thought. Antoine Evans said, we need policing of our own communities. This is another subject matter that is so important because, you know, it's like we just pull out guns on each other for no reason. We just got to shoot somebody. And I don't care if you're in Texas or Tennessee or Alabama or Los Angeles, California, Hollywood, Compton, Long Beach. I could just keep naming them, you know. What's up, Barbara Hart? How are you? God bless you. Welcome to the show. Shirley Evans, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us, Shirley, and Shirley Allen as well. Everybody on Facebook Live, please send this to 10 people. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Our special guest on the show today is Bishop Taylor and also DJ. DJ is my brother. And my sister VJ is on the show, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V with Health and Wellness. And also me, EJ, Pastor EJ, Pastor Eddie Jones. That's me. So, yes, we are related. And, yes, we are speaking on a very sensitive topic. A 29-year-old young man by the name of Tyree Nichols was beat to death in Tennessee. And they took him to the hospital. He passed away from his beating. And those five African-American black police officers that beat him have been fired from their job immediately. Now, I say this again. If this was a five white officers, they would be suspended with pay, okay, until further investigation. But once that video came out, they saw the video. They saw what happened to this young man. And the chief of police knew right away that there was a lot of foul play. 29-year-old Tyree Nichols was a good young man. I'm friends with his family. I've been knowing his family for years. And what a coincidence that I'm in Los Angeles, California, and then I get a call from Tennessee from someone that I know, and it's their family member. And then that's how much it – hey, Gloria Majors, welcome to Facebook Live. I want to share a statement here from Facebook Live from Donnell. Oh, yeah, if you want to join me on Facebook Live, go to Eddie Justice Jones, Jr., Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live right now. Donnell Wells said the availability of training is fine, but it all comes down to what's in a person's heart. If someone has made up in their mind to do evil, that is what they will do, no matter what training they receive. The same hold true for those whose intentions are to do good. And I'm going to have to say individuality is so important, because when you get the proper training, you're supposed to use your training to help you do your job. Now, yes, there are some people on there that I said that need to be weeded off the department, but I must admit to you, we got to dial 911, and we got to get help from the police sometimes, and we're just praying and hoping that when we call the police that we're going to get some police officers that know how to do their job properly, that know how to handle the citizens. You got to remember something. We are taxpayers, and we pay the salaries of the police officers who work for the city or the county of whatever city or county they're in. So the people pay for the officers. And on that door of that police car, it says to serve and protect. Now, I'm just saying, it don't always get done the way that it's supposed to, but we are praying in the name of Jesus, because God is going to have the last word, that we will get a better reaction from the, hopefully these lessons that are being taught right now will be absorbed, will be observed, will be analyzed and evaluated and put into the proper perspective of how the job should be done. I'm not going to go too much more deeper on that. I just wanted to, because I can go real deep on this. This is a very sensitive topic. I do want to say this, though. I want to say this. I don't want to see another Tyree Nichols. I don't want to see another Devin Brown. I don't want to see none of that, okay? None of it, okay? Cease fire. Cease fire. And let's remember something. You don't need to use deadly force every time a situation occurs. Deadly force is an option. But as long as you have a PR-24, as long as you have mace, as long as you have a taser, as long as you have plastic bullets, then deadly force should be your last resort. Your last resort. We're gonna keep the family of Tyree Nichols in prayer. My friend Adriana Patrice Wells, we're keeping you in prayer and your whole entire family. Our hearts go out with you. But it's about time for us to get into one of our other topics right now. But before we get into our other topic, I just want to get some closing remarks from our panel. So I'm going to start off with my sister Vera Jones, a.k.a. Granny V. Vera, what's your closing remarks for what happened to 29-year-old Tyree Nichols?
Eddie, as mentioned earlier, I'm saddened that this is still taking place. And what can we do as a community to stop it? And as CJ mentioned, it's weeding and seeding out the old and bringing in the new. And then where are the values? Because they take the honor of protecting and serving, not killing and beating. So that's my Eddie.
Oh, thank you so much, Vera. I want to read this. Brother Antoine Evans made another statement. He said, it's the same in education. We have the churches now that is beginning to fail us, which we have always been a community of faith, and faith has been our pillar of strength, but many have gotten these 501c3s, but we need to reclaim the structure of our races and teach our children their human rights. Also, this regentrification, and many of our folk today don't have life insurance for the lack of knowledge. Okay, let me respond to that, okay? The church is coming back so strong right now. We're weaving out bad pastors. Amen. We're weaving out bad deacons. Amen. We're weaving out bad ministers. Yes, there are some bad seeds in the church too. Now, I'm going to go there because there are, okay? And everybody is not meant to be a pastor. Everybody's not meant to be a bishop. Everybody's not meant to be a deacon or even a leader, because when you put those shoes on, you put on a large, enormous, gigantic responsibility. It is your duty and your job as a layperson, as a theologian, to do your job properly to the best of your ability. Because guess what? God will have the last word. And if you think you're getting away with it with God, you're not. Okay? You might get away with it with some other areas in your life, but you're going to have to respond to God. Even if it's your last breath, you still will have to respond to God. So we are growing. We are developing. We will stay strong with God. We will stand strong with God. And the church is rebuilding now. We just need to get back to the basics. And the basics start at home. And what you learn at home, that's what you can practice when you're out there in the world. Because the world, you're in it, but you don't have to be of it, okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Aretha Adams-Jones. God bless you. Aretha Adams-Jones said, amen. Good morning. God bless you. I'm on the line with another. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. We are so happy that we're going to have you on later. Now, without further ado, I'd like to get closing remarks from Clarence and Mallon. Brother Clarence and Mallon, what are your closing remarks on Tyree Nichols?
Yes, Pastor Eddie. It's about three things I want to squeeze in right quick, and it's combining with Brother Antoine Evans and what you also said, the first two points I'm going to put together, is that when you said we do need 911, and sometimes we things that get out of hand in our area, in our home, in our community, and we do have to call 911. But sometimes that has been lately has become a two-edged sword where we call the law enforcement for help, and then they turn around and become the villain by killing the person they supposed to be coming to help. And so that's where when Brother Evans come in, that we do need training for community policing. But another point that before I lose my train of thought that I wanted to add was, I lost my train of thought on that. But anyway, Pastor Eddie, this is just another atrocity that we have in our communities, you know, this mental health issue, people losing their minds, and we have our own people turning on each other. So this is just something that we have to awaken out of and learn who we are and understand who we are. And you know, just break these hypnosis, these trances, and these subliminal mindsets that many of us have that come to life, and stop killing each other with a weapon that we don't even make. You know, we have been infected with the drugs. We have been infected with hate, with violence. Man, it's such a shame. But Pastor Ed, another great hot button topic. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to shout out Pastor Millowitz. Pastor Millowitz is down on the East Coast. I want to shout you out. You're always passing out food. You're always taking care of the homeless. You're always doing such a great, wonderful job. Pastor Millowitz, want to send out a big shout to you. You're feeding the community. You're clothing the community. And you're doing a wonderful job. And we have some great pastors. We have some great ministers.
Pastor Ed.
Great deacons. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That train of thought was when was speaking on some of the pastors and reverends that are not so good, and this connects to your other week. If you read that chapter in Matthew 21 where Jesus went in the temple and overturned the tables, so this whole show is just connected to the Bible, man.
Yes, it is.
Come on, Pastor Eddie.
Amen. Praise God. I want y'all to know, we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for anything. Okay? And I want to let you know this. We talk about civil rights, but we definitely talk about God on this show. And guess what? Without God, I wouldn't even have a show. Without God, I wouldn't even be here. God is everything to me. And everything in my life, and everything in my family's life. And we pray every single day, every show. We are praying for, we pray at the end of our show, every show, because we need prayer. We all need prayer, and we're praying now. But guess what? And remember never to forget this. We're not just praying. We are about what we're praying about, because God don't want us to just get on our knees and pray. We need to take the action. When Moses got up off his knees from praying, he went out and did what God assigned him to do. When Noah finished getting up off his knees praying, he went and did what God assigned him to do. When Joseph was thrown in the hole and pulled out the hole and saved, he did what God assigned him to do. So we all have an assignment, not just to pray, but to pray and take action as well. And that is so extremely very important. That's half the battle. Pray about it and then do something about it while you're still praying about it. Amen? Because our prayers do not fall on deaf ears. But remember, faith without works is dead. And if you don't have any faith in what you're asking God to do, don't even ask. It won't happen. You must have faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, I don't want to get deeper than the ocean and higher than the mountain and swifter than the river, but this next topic, which is our first subject and topic of the show, because I was just giving you the news just now. That was an update on the news, but now we're about to get real deep, because this right here is really serious. This is affecting every African-American, every black person in America and even abroad. A governor by the name of Ron... Wait. Before I do that, I want to go back to DJ. Let's see if we still have DJ. DJ, are you still with us? DJ, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, DJ, thank you so much. I want to get your closing remarks on the Tyree situation. Just your closing remarks, please, if you don't mind.
After listening to some of the statements that I heard earlier and then trying to take a quick, brief look, I do notice the fact that they did have tasers and the fact that they may have been overused. I'm not sure about that. I don't have all the information about that. But I do know in situations where, you're dealing with someone and force has to be used, don't forget that only the minimum amount of force can be utilized to effect an apprehension or an arrest. So if they went over at that point, like I said, I don't have all the information, and then they violated their code of ethics. So,
wow,
again,
man, thank you so much for
the family.
I'm sorry, say that again.
My condolences to the family members, and God bless.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, DJ. Appreciate that. Brother Antoine Evans shared this. I want to share. He said, that's regentrification, pushing out our people from our communities, and many are selling out. And affordable housing is being a major problem of our people. Things are geared towards that other race, and our people are angry, and yet we are the most offenders of most all businesses. I am a pastor of New Mercy Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Also, we have a food ministry serving our community. I want to commend you, Pastor. I want to commend you, Pastor Evans, for the work that you are doing and that every pastor should be doing. People think that my job is easy. If you could just walk in my shoes and see what I have seen. And I've had some sleepless nights working in the civil rights arena. I've had some sleepless nights. Even when I got the call about Tyree Nichols, I couldn't sleep anymore that night. I was up because I knew how the family felt about losing their loved one. Who in the world wants to get a phone call saying that your son or your daughter has been beat to death by the police? There's another case that a young lady was being arrested by the police. She's African-American. The police officer punched her right in her face several times, in her face. Now, do you think he would do that to a Caucasian woman? And I've seen police officers trying to arrest a Caucasian man, and he's hitting them and slapping them and kicking them, and they still just put the handcuffs on him and put him in the back seat. But the woman was just talking and telling the police officer, why are you doing this to me? What did I do wrong? He punched her in the face several times. He's on administrative leave right now. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a culture that needs to be destroyed, a negative culture that needs to be destroyed. This cancer of racism and hatred in America that has been spewed out over decades and half a century from the European man. And I'm not hating on nobody, but I'm loving on our people. But we got to learn how to love ourselves. We can't wait for somebody to love us. We got to love ourselves, and we need to love the hurt away and stop waiting on somebody to do something for us when we can get it done ourselves. We built America on our blood, sweat, and tears. Don't you ever forget who built America. Don't you ever forget who built the White House. Don't you forget who invented the streetlight, Garrett A. Morrison. Don't forget who invented the gas mask, Garrett Morrison, the black man. Don't forget about Benjamin Banneker. Don't forget about Madam C.J. Walker. I could go on and on with black people who have contributed to America. But this next topic is going to blow your mind, because here we are in 2023, and they're trying to take you back to 1967. So listen to this. Our next topic is, and I want to hear you people on Facebook weigh in. Send me some stuff that you want to say, because I want to hear your opinion on this. Okay. Our first topic, black history is the most important history in the world to me. However, governor of Florida bans black history studies, and his name is Governor Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has banned in the state of Florida African American studies. Here we are. Can you believe this? Here we are in 2023. Here we are in 2023, and Governor Ron DeSantis has banned African American studies in the state of Florida. Okay. Remember, they never wanted us to learn how to read. You better not get caught with a book. If you get caught with a book, you were hung. You were beat and hung. Okay? Yeah. We need a lot of love. My sister Vera said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Amen, amen. We need a lot of love. Let's talk about this. Governor Ron DeSantis blocks African-American history course in Florida, in the state of Florida. Hey, what's up, Chandra Daniels? How are you? Welcome to the show. Please tell 10 people that you're on the show. This is a civil rights talk show. There's no smoking guns. It's the real deal, Holyfield. We talk about real, real talk, real stuff. Okay, Governor Ron DeSantis is a Republican. Now, you know the Republicans are really acting up since they don't want the seats in the House, you know, and they're acting up real bad right now because they have a new Speaker of the House, and he's a Republican, okay? And they're doing everything in their power right now to show you better than they can tell you that they're going to run this, make this racism stuff. Oh, you're watching for the first time? Chandra Daniels, you should be on with us every single Monday. Everybody on Facebook Live, please send some hearts up for Chandra Daniels and welcome her to the show. Hey, Janice Lewis. Hey, Janice, how are you? What's up? God bless you, Janice. Sending you nothing but love all the way out there in Arkansas. Hey, sending love to Arkansas right now. Everybody send some hearts up for Chandra and welcome. Everybody say welcome Chandra Daniels to our show. This is the first time she's been on Facebook Live with us. And so we're talking about a very sensitive topic. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has banned African-American studies in the state of Florida. You can't have it at the high school level. You can't have it at the college level. You can't have it at the middle school level, and you can't have it at the elementary school level. This is unbelievable. When in the world have you heard of someone banning African-American studies? Oh, Antoine, this is your first time too? Man, y'all send some hearts up and some likes for Brother Antoine, Pastor Antoine Evans. Give him some hearts and likes too. I want to go to Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, are you still with us, Bishop?
Yes, I am, Brother Eddie. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. What do you think about Governor Ron DeSantis banning African-American studies in the state of Florida? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, you know what I think about it. I think it's ridiculous. And I think that, you know, it's not going to fail because God is in control. And you just Amen. Can't ban speech. And if you ban all the history of the black man, the books and everything, you know, you don't have nothing. So listen, I think it's ridiculous. I think he's making a mockery out of himself. And I think anybody that follows him, they got an issue. They got a problem. Because God told us to love one another. And he told us to teach the truth and preach the truth. So black history is the truth. Whether they want to acknowledge or not, what the white man did to the black man, it's the truth. And it needs to be told. And it will be told. The word of God says anything that's hidden going to be uncovered. So back to you, Brother Eddie.
Now, before we do that, I want to welcome Janice Lewis. Everybody on Facebook Live, please say hello to Janice Lewis and welcome her to our live show. Send her some hearts and some likes for Janice Lewis. And don't forget to send some up for Elaine Newell. And let's send up some for Brother James Hudson. And I want to read a statement from our Brother James Hudson. Man, I wish you would call into the show, Brother James. James Hudson said, there should be a million people. Amen. There should be a million people from all over America in Florida right now. These Republicans are showing their rear ends, but the last election proved even white people realize this is too much. You are so right. Sorry, we're in a press conference. Okay, listen, you guys. With Tyree Nichols, the family of Tyree Nichols just sent me a text saying that they're now in a press conference as we speak because they're going to come back on the show. Before the show's over, they're going to come on the show to talk about 29-year-old Tyree Nichols who was beat to death by the police in Tennessee. Thank you, Moments of Meditation, Missionary Baptist Church, for joining us. I don't know where you are, but let's send some likes and some hearts out to Moments of Meditation, Missionary Baptist Church, to Janice Lewis, to also Pastor Evans, and Brother James Hudson, thank you so much, and Chandra Daniels, and all of the, Bishop Taylor, you said here, Bishop Taylor Emeritus said, Pastor Eddie, we as bishops, pastors, Christians, leaders, need to follow the principles of the love, listen, learn, and lead. This is what we teach at Save Our Seed. And we agree with you, Bishop. Matter of fact, Bishop, now I never thought in the history of my life that I would see us go back in slavery to some stuff like Governor Ron DeSantis has sent out to ban African American studies in the state of Florida. I thought I was appalled. I feel like they don't want nobody to know the truth about how terrible they have treated African Americans in America. They always want to shut the story down when they start telling the truth about what the European man has done to the African American people. They don't want you to learn that in school. They don't want you to learn the truth. They always want you to learn a lie. As long as we're talking about Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream, they're okay. As long as they're talking about something basic, they're okay. But when you start talking about Malcolm X and Malcolm X said by any means necessary, then they want to shut that down. Right. When you say power to the people, they want to shut that down. When you say unity in your community, they want to shut that down. When they say, what do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now. What do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now. No justice, no peace. No crooked police. What do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now.
Now.
Okay? Amen. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to see the archives of the history that we have put into America. Okay, so with that being said, Bishop, I'm going to go, Bishop, what should we do with this Ron DeSantis? Because James Hudson said it very clear, and I'm with him. We should all be in Florida right now marching and protesting to make sure that black African-American history is taught in every classroom, not only in Florida, but in the United States of America and even around the world. Amen. Go right ahead. What would you like to say about that, Bishop?
We should all join together. We should do more than just pray. I wish they boycott the state, you know, and let them know, people everywhere, that if you erase the black history from from the books and don't have it taught in Florida, they're going to try to do the same thing in other cities as well. So I think the nation, I'm with the brother, thousands of us should stand up and protest that we're not going to let it happen in Florida, in California, in Mississippi, in New York, and nowhere else. The black voice will be heard. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud.
Amen.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Amen. Amen. We got to fight the powers that be. Okay, y'all? We got to fight the powers. Now, Senator Daniels said, U.S. Americans can never come together and have peace because there's always something because they don't want to teach us our black history. I agree with you. I'm going to hit like on that statement right there. And then I want to go to a statement by Pastor Evans. He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can we do? I believe that social media and these gamings is another trick of their way to enslave even our children from the same, from some knowledge of reading. I had to pull my son, and it was said, if you put money in a book, we wouldn't know because many of our people lack in reading where there is knowledge. And I got to agree with you on that, Pastor Evans. Social media has, and listen to me carefully, y'all, social media has hypnotized our entire race. Our entire race is under hypnosis by social media. And trust me, Apple and all these phone companies knew what they were doing when they invented the smartphone. Because if they can keep you walking with your head down and your head is not up, you're in trouble. If your head is down, you're in trouble. If your head is up, you can see what's going on. But if your head is down and you're walking, you're bound to trip and fall. And once you fall under their hypnosis with social media, you're done. You're done. You're done in your marriage. You're done in your relationship with your kids. And because you can't, one kid had his phone taken from him. He tore up his mother's house. 12 years old. Took a sledgehammer and just because his mother took him the phone and put him on timeout, he beat the house to death. He destroyed the toilet. The windows he knocked up with a sledgehammer, a 12-year-old, because his phone was taken. Wow. Brother EJ, right on. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody. Some people sent me, okay, if I'm talking about something that's real and we're telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, send me some hearts right now on Facebook Live. Send me some hearts right now. If you enjoy what we're talking about and you like what we're discussing right now, I want to see some hearts going up on Facebook Live. I should see a million of them coming up right now. All right? I should see. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Because this is real talk. It's the real deal, Holyfield. Ain't no smoking guns on here. Thank you. Thank you, y'all. Thank you, Janice Lewis. Thank you. Thank you, Wanda Long. Jones. All right. I am so happy. Yeah, we're talking about something that's real. Matter of fact, being that that said, I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, I want you to weigh in right now on Governor Ron DeSantis banning African-American studies in the state of Florida. Go right ahead.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, you know, every subject matter you have spoken on is in the forefront. And a hot-button topic, it affects all of us. Now, this is a collaboration on what everybody has and put it. We have to not just only protest, like Brother James Hudson said, but we have to beat this guy at the ballot. We have to out-campaign this guy and get him out of that seat. This is nothing new what he is doing. This was done when the gates of no return went over in Ghana, and they brought us over here. They severed our language from us, our history, who we were, and he is just updating it again. And so it goes back to what I mentioned earlier in the show. We have to study ourselves. You know, when the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, it did not say what to study. So when you hear the noble Drew Ali Bay say, study, 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 and when you study all you can, and when you come and ask me what to study, he would say, study yourself. And so now we have the Internet, and we can go and learn our own history from our own scholars. Like I said, I'm reading this book I want to recommend to all of the listeners. It's titled Born in Blackness by Howard F. French. I've seen this guy in an interview, and I immediately ordered his book on Amazon, Born in Blackness from 1471 to World War II. I suggest all of our listeners write this down, Born in Blackness by Howard F. French. Get this book.
Wow.
Share the information in it with your families. It started in 1471 when Portugal and Spain fought over the gold over in the Mali Empire and in Ghana. Then the Negro, the Africans over there, and created slavery out of that. And the Pope in I think it was 1882. There's another document I read where a ship went down the coast of West Africa and plucked up several Africans and took them to the Pope and said, "This is your free labor. All you have to do is feed them." And then when the people saw that, they wanted slaves too. And he said, "Long as they were black." And so we have to understand these histories, man, so we can understand who we are. We can decipher the lies, the deceptions that America has been teaching us, and then we'll be able to acclimate our way through all of these systems. This American system, there's so many of us malfunctioning from our misguided educations. So once again, Pastor Eddie, we have to get this guy out at the ballot, change these laws with the local, the county,
yes,
and the state election, not just in Florida. You know, you talked about just a couple of months ago, back in November, the states that wanted to vote slavery back in. So, you know, Pastor, mm-hmm, Ed, it's a constant battle. It's a constant battle.
Yes, yes, it is. And you know what? Thank you, Brother Clarence. But at this time, I want to go to my daughter, Talana Jones, and she's been in the queue for a minute, and I want to get her on. Talana, are you there? Welcome to the show. Good morning, Talana. Are you there? Okay, we're going to come back. Good morning, Talana. Are you there? Okay, we'll come back to her in just a minute. Okay, let's put that on hold. And so here's the deal. We're talking about Ron DeSantis. Like, he was voted into office, but let me tell you something. These Republicans are doing a lot of dirt. They sent 100, probably like 5 or 6 thousand illegal immigrants to the vice president's house. What does that tell you? They don't respect her as a black woman, as the vice president of the United States of America. They don't respect, all of a sudden the Republicans come up as soon as they win the house over and get the speaker seat, all of a sudden they find these FBI top secret documents in President Biden's house. I mean, whoa, what did they do? Did they have a fly on the wall in President Biden's house? How did they get in there to even find out that some personal, top secret, sensitive documents were even in his house? That ain't nothing but dirt. And that's what they've been doing to us since the inception of African-American black people coming to America. They always, even with sharecropping, even when we became free from slavery, they said, oh, we got to keep them on our plantation some kind of way. So let's lie to them and tell them we're going to give them 40 acres and a mule, and when they get through, they can have a piece of the land. And that was a lie. They've been lying to us since day one. They're still lying. They'll look you right in the face and lie right to you, right there in your face, and tell you, oh, we're so happy to see you. Somebody said earlier that there's a lot of skinheads, Proud Boys, and Ku Klux Klan members that are so very happy that they don't have to come out and kill us because we're killing ourselves. They don't have to come out and point no guns at us and call us out of our name because we're doing it ourselves. We're doing it ourselves. Cousin V said they forgot, they forget Kamala. Wait a minute. Thank you, Sister Janice Lewis. She said, preach. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to be preaching about this. We need to be teaching about this. We need to be sharing this. That's why the Civil Rights Talk Show This is what I guarantee you. The FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and they all listening. Amen. They all listening right now because they know that this is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. Cousin V said they forgot Kamala. Black women will step up as president. Yes, 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 she will. Yes, she will. And let me, and hey, what's up? Okay, I see you. Yes, hi. Hey, what's up, bro? What's up? Text me, man. Okay. Vera said, who is the author of the book Born in Blackness? Just hold that thought for a minute. Sister Chandra, thank you, Janice Lewis, for shouting out Preach. Chandra Daniel said, okay, I want to read the whole thing. Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. Okay. All right. Now, here, check this out, y'all. Chandra Daniels, who was on our Facebook for the first time, what kind of respect is that, is the privacy of her, that is very disrespectful? Why send illegal immigrants to someone's house? This is crazy, my God, today. Somebody needs to really crazy because somebody's really crazy. This world is upside down. Yes, it is. Okay, yeah. Toronto, you know, being called. Amen. Praise God. Yes, this world has been turned upside down, Chandra. And this is why a Republican person sent these illegal immigrants, put them on the bus when they crossed the border, and sent them to Kamala Harris's, the vice president's house. They endangered the vice president of the United States of America. Imagine you come out your door and you got 5,000 illegal immigrants outside your house with weapons, whether the weapon is a knife, or a rock, or whatever. We got to wake up and see what they're doing. We have to stop this unfair treatment, these lies, this bigotry, this animosity. And they go beyond the call of duty to make sure that they inflict as much possible pain as they can on the African-American community around the United States. Brother James Hudson has been fighting on a case right now where they killed a young man. They killed the young man. All he was doing was helping the neighbor, and the police came and shot him and killed him. For what? Okay? This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. Okay. Bishop Taylor, are you there, Bishop Taylor?
Yes, I'm here.
Bishop Taylor, can you give us some closing remarks on the governor taking Black history out of the state of Florida? Go ahead. Give us some closing remarks.
Well, Brother Eddie, I think that we as a people everywhere, whether we in Florida, Arkansas, Tennessee, California, anywhere else, we don't, especially those of us that are Christians, those of us that are believers, those of us that are called by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I have stand by four basic principles: love, listen, learn, and lead. Love, listen, learn, and lead. These four basic principles that we as a people, we as leaders, if we love, the Word of God commands us to love. He commands us to listen. Amen.
Yes.
He commands us to learn. Then we can be leaders. And what's happening across our nation is because people are not following these four principles. So I pray for the governor and the mayors and people in authorities everywhere, and especially in Florida. He needs to love. He needs to learn. He needs to listen so he can be an effective leader. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Bishop and everyone on the show, this is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Brother Antoine, Pastor Evan said, yes, say so. We still have the dark-skinned folk fighting against the light-skinned folk, and the same, we kill our own. And also, there is a problem in us called self-hatred. All right, I'm going to hit like on that one. Okay, I'm going to hit like on that. Brother Antoine said, also, many times skinheads don't have to kill us when we are killing one another, because they have turned us against one another all the way from the slave house to the White House. Amen. It's called Divide and Conquer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I like what Bishop Taylor said. Bishop Taylor said the four L's, love, listen, learn, and listen. we need to, okay. Bishop, say those four terms one more time.
Love, listen, learn, and lead. Love.
And lead, yeah.
Listen, learn, so we will know how to lead. That was all the
amen,
four
amen.
Principles of the four L's. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, with that being said, I want to change the subject. We're going to go into our second topic. We've had a very powerful, thank you so much for that. That I'm glad that's up on the screen. Everybody out there on Facebook Live, you can send that to 10 other people. You can tag 10 other people. We're getting ready to talk about something else that's affecting us as a people right now, and this is another civil rights issue. If you can't get no food in your house, you are in trouble if something goes down in the city. If they call martial law over the city tomorrow, if they call martial law over California, you better not be on the streets after 6 o'clock because they have the right to arrest you and or shoot you. Okay? And if you can't get to the grocery store to get no food for your grandmother or your grandfather or your great uncle, hey, Barbara Hart, how are you? Okay, Barbara Hart said, we got a long way to go. But we can walk together if we can see things through the eyes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right on, Barbara Hart. Thank you so much for those very profound and prolific, powerful words that you just laid on us. And that is such a true statement. Let me get back to going into our next subject matter. Amen. I will check that out a little bit after the show. Okay. I want to make sure I get this all right now. Let's see. I had to write that down. Okay. Now, listen. I'm talking about food right now. I'm talking about eggs. If you notice, the price of eggs have went up to like almost $10 for a dozen of eggs. If you don't believe me, go in the store and see if you can find some eggs on your shelves. Look in the grocery store and look at the shelves and see what's missing from the grocery store these days. A lot of things are missing off the shelf and they're fronting it off because what's going to happen is going to be a shortage in America. It's about to go down. We're going to go into a recession and a depression. And so you better get ready because if you're not ready, you're going to fall by the wayside. They're knocking out the middle class. It's only going to be the rich and the poor. And you can see who's taking over the world right now, the Amazons, the Bill Gates and all these people. Bill Gates owns 99% of the potatoes in the United States of America. That's a lot. That means, wait, hold on. Somebody put eggs cheaper at Costco. Okay, Vera said the eggs are cheaper at Costco. Let me tell you, me and my wife went to Costco, and we couldn't find no eggs at Costco. I promise you. And I'm just saying, this particular Costco says they get their eggs early in the morning, and if you're not there to get eggs, you're not getting no eggs. Eggs are becoming, now they're selling a chicken for up to $30 a piece. Normally you could buy a chicken for like maybe $10. I mean, I'm talking about a live chicken that can lay eggs. You can buy chickens. You know, you can purchase chickens. And you can get your own eggs, which is ultimately cool. But guess what? I want to read this to you. Bird flu kills 52 million chickens and turkeys. The worst outbreak and epidemic in the USDA 2015. This is 2023. So from 2022 to right now, they have killed 52 million. They've euthanized 52 million chickens. Why aren't they telling us about this? Because they don't want you to know. Aren't you going to the store and try to find some eggs right now? It's hard to get some eggs because eggs are going up, up, up. Next thing you know, and people are already doing this, people are selling eggs on the side of the highway right now. That's how high eggs are. If you like eggs, if you like hard-boiled eggs, if you like deviled eggs, if you like eggs in your potato salad, if you like eggs over easy, If you like eggs, oh, well done. If you like poached eggs, well, guess what? Wake up, everybody. It's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. There's a problem going on with the eggs. And you better make sure that you watch the chicken that you're eating right now. If you like Popeyes, Louisiana fried chicken, and all these places, and you're going to get a turkey for Thanksgiving, you better make sure that that chicken does not come from the 52 million that were slaughtered because they have the bird flu influenza virus. You can look it up for yourself. We don't tell you nothing but the truth on this show. Okay, here, Chandra said, I want to read what she says. Okay, let's get it up here. Okay, there we go. There it is. Chandra Daniel said, I went to the store over the weekend, and I live in Northern California, and food is so expensive, you can't even afford what are used to buying eggs are $11 in some stores, but five dozens of eggs are $34. That is, I'm going to hit like on that. I knew I wasn't the only one. I went in the grocery store and I bought some eggs because I was told to get some eggs no matter how much they cost. So you know I bought the eggs because we have to eat. But they're raising the prices on food so high, you're going to have to find another source and another way of getting your food in your house. And thank God, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat. So I don't have to worry about not eating no chicken. Right on, Vera. Vera said, don't eat any chicken right now. I'm advising you, if you can help it, watch. Don't eat chicken right now, okay? Because you don't know what kind of chicken you're getting. And you wonder why people are getting cancer from eating chicken? Oh, no, they don't tell you that. They're not going to tell you to get cancer from eating a whole bunch of chicken, okay? Shandra Nanny said, I know that, Miss Vera. That's right. Amen. Praise God. Stay off the chicken right now. Bird flu kills 52 million chickens and turkeys. So I'm not eating turkey or chicken. Matter of fact, I'm not eating no meat because, honestly, even though meat has protein and stuff in it, I had to learn how not to eat meat. I had to learn how to eat to live and not live to eat. We're going to be going into another segment of our show. But with that being said, I want to go to Bishop. Bishop, come on, take the floor, Bishop. 52 million chickens have been murdered, euthanized, and the price of eggs have gone up to almost $10, $11 a dozen. What do you say to that, Bishop? Is it a sign of the times?
I'll say yes, it is a sign of the times. It's insanity. And we know that the rich is trying to still get richer and keep the poor to be poor. So we got to be wise. We got to be use wisdom. Amen. You got to find an alternative. We can't eat anything just because we've been used to doing it. And if we find that there are defects in the products, the chicken, the turkey, whatever it is, then we got to find some alternative. You were saying, I've been eating some chicken. I'm going to have to quit eating chicken because I sure don't want to be pausing. I don't want to catch up, you know, nothing. I want to be able to be, you know, have a correct diet. So thank you, Sister Vera. I'm going to lay off the chicken. Amen. So I got to find something else to eat. Amen. Fruits and vegetables. Back to you.
Okay, you're. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate that. I want to go to Vera Jones right now. Vera, take the floor. How do you feel about the 52 million chickens being euthanized and turkeys, and they have the bird flu and influenza that is killing the animals, and they don't want it to spread over to the other animals? Well, go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor. What do you say about that?
Well, I feel saddened about that. I do have a friend that has chickens, and she gets the chickens every day from hers. She says she'll allow me to have some whenever, and I know that they are definitely well taken care of. But it's sad because we don't know exactly what we're getting. So even with meat, when they have that so many different cows were killed, and it was like I guess it was a couple of months ago. But anyway.
The mad cow disease.
Excuse me?
It was called the mad cow disease. I remember that.
Yes, but we do have to watch whatever we put in our mouth and on our skin, because everything is not, definitely not for everyone. And if you're willing to live, we can make changes. We can just make them slowly. But for right now, no chicken. Let it go.
Amen. Let it go. Thank you, Vera. Thank you. You guys heard her. Now, that's Vera Jones, my sister, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. She will be doing a segment on our show today called Health and Wellness, and she does it every week. We have a segment called Health and Wellness. We have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. We have Professor Reams with the commentary. We have Justin reported Tyree Nichols. Okay, amen. The Tyree Nichols family is at a press conference right now. They're going to try to call in before the show's over. They're going to try to call in, but I know they're at a press conference as we speak right now. Back to these chickens. The government is barely talking about this. All we see is the eggs going up really high. Look at the price of food right now, even the price of vegetables right now, when they know you need something, and they're raising the price back up. Thank you so much for the hearts. I appreciate that. God bless you. I want to talk about this one more time, and I'm going to go here. I'm going to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, what do you think about the chickens and the turkeys, and Dr. Aretha. Can't wait for Dr. Aretha Adams Jones to come on with Mental Health and Youth today. I'm looking forward to hearing from her with Mental Health and Youth. That's another segment on our show. And then, of course, we do the sports report on our show, which is done by Cousin V, who is a sports enthusiast and a sports journalist, our own personal sports journalist, none other than Cousin V. Yes. And also, I want to send a shout-out to Monica Smith. I want to send a shout-out to Stephanetta Bingley. And I want to send a shout-out to Melanie Aubrey. And I want to send a shout-out to everybody who's watching our show on Facebook Live and everybody who told somebody else to watch our show on Facebook Live. We are here every single Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to go and talk about this one more time. Clarence, take the floor. Tell us why we got to be careful with these chickens, and what is the government doing, man? What's going on? Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yeah, it starts with old MacDonald. He had a farm. But, Pastor Eddie, what we can – we have to create some humor in here before we cry all over the place. But we're looking at the same game that was ran on the population when the pandemic started, when the demand exceeded the supply on petroleum. Gas shot up. And so now we're looking at the chicken and the egg. What came first, the chicken or the egg? That is the question. But you cannot have an egg without a chicken laying it. So, you know, we're saying there's a shortage of eggs. But there's no shortage of chickens in these markets. So we just have to see the deceptions in here, the lies, the fear, the panic, and all these antidotes that are put into the society and make us, you know, look how we drove and everybody ran after toilet paper. These are the same games. So now old MacDonald, the farmer, has to get in and get his money. How do he do that? Well, he said, well, we don't have this. And everybody panics. They scramble for this, and it drives the prices up. So when these eggs come back, we'll be used to paying that price, just like the petroleum at the pump. Now, it's not really going down any. We didn't got used to paying these $5 and $6 here in California for a gallon of gas. So now we're going to be paying these $10 by the dozen on eggs. So this is nothing new. You know, we talked about way back in 2020, Pastor Eddie, we talked about Bill Gates, his Peer Bright Institute, where he was testing the coronavirus on chicken. And then they put it in the society after they perfected it and got that vaccine in order. And so now we're seeing this with the eggs, Pastor Eddie. You know, they're just throwing a lot of eggs away, to make us believe that these things are real. And so you go in the store, plenty of chickens on the shelf, but there's no eggs. And even in L.A.
Wow.
now, they have where you can rent a chicken now. They have a company out here in L.A. You can rent a chicken that's going to lay the eggs. They bring the coop, the chicken to feed, and you can rent a chicken now. So if you need eggs that bad, you can rent a chicken, just like you rent a car.
Wow. With that being said, I want to send a special shout-out to my cousin Sheila Jones, shouting you out, cousin Sheila Jones, all the way down there in Texas. Thank you for joining us. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Praise God. From whom my blessings fall. It's just an honor to see our cousin Sheila on here, all the way from Texas. Brother Antoine said, let's see what he said. Now, Brother Antoine said on Facebook Live, he said, I seen an ass about it at the Mayflower when I noticed that something was different about French fries. They look skimpy. I asked asked the owner what happened. She said to me, they went to a cheaper brand but charging us a steeper price. Look at your food, people. We'll eat and not get enough. Okay, that's right. So, like I said, Bill Gates owns 95% of the potatoes in America. Okay, so when you go to McDonald's and you get French fries, or you go to wherever and get French fries, they're probably owned by Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the same person who owns Microsoft. And Microsoft is on the military computers, Army, Air Force, National Guards, and everybody else. Him and the guy that owns Amazon and a few other big wheels in the world, they are the one percenters who own probably most of the world. And you know who those folk is. And they're buying up everything. And pretty soon, and this is going to be one of our topics on our show, no dollar bills are going away. You ain't going to have the $1, $10, $20, $50 bill, $100. Those are all going to be in the past. We're going into digital currency. And if you don't know about that, we're going to talk about that on the show, because that's going to be, they're going to control your money. Yeah, I tell you, right now, if you go to the bank right now and you put a $2,000 check in the bank and tell them you want your $2,000 back in cash, the bank is going to keep your money. They'll tell you you can take out $500 and get the rest tomorrow, but you can't get it all right there on the spot. Why is that? Because the bank is using your money to make them more prosperous, but they won't give you, they take your money from you. So we got to wake up, y'all. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to tell you all about it, because it's your civil rights. It's your constitutional rights. It's your human rights. You have a right to know these things. You have a right to be able to exercise your rights to live where you want to live, to do what you want to do, to be who you want to be. And nobody should be able to take that away from you. We have alienated rights. And the sad part is a lot of us people don't know our rights. And that's the reason why we perish, because of a lack of knowledge. Either you're going to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. Okay, and watch what you give your kids, too. Watch what you're feeding your kids. These people be driving up in all these places, giving their kids McDonald's and all that. All you're doing is you're starting obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart failure. So cook your food. Cook your vegetables. Make your own food. Grow your vegetables. And know what you're getting, because this wicked system is going to play out on us. And when it does, if you don't take the mark of the beast, you ain't going to be able to buy any groceries. Do you want the mark of the beast just so you can get some food to eat? You better wake up and smell the coffee. It's a new cup being brewed every second. Without further ado, I just want to read real quick on Facebook Live. Chandra Daniel said, that's true, because even when I go to restaurants, it's so expensive to eat, you can't even get a cheap burger, and I don't even eat beef. I'm right with you, Chandra. I don't mess around with it either. I left beef alone a long time ago. I don't eat beef. I don't eat chicken. I don't eat pork. I don't eat lamb. But if I'm going to eat something, if I have to, it's going to be some lamb, and it's mostly going to be vegetables, because I'm mostly beans and brown rice and vegetables. Antoine said, I believe they're feeding people human flesh. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell you this right here. Stay out them Chinese food restaurants. Because you don't know if you're eating a dog or a cat. You keep going to these Chinese food restaurants thinking you're getting 100% good food, come to find out you're eating little meow. You're eating a cat or a dog. That's why in some countries you don't see no cats and dogs walking around, okay, because they're eating them, okay? And guess what? When they get you stirring it up with the red bell peppers and the garlic and onions and carrots and all that, you don't know what you're getting, okay? The only way you know what you're getting is if you're getting it from home, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Wait, what was that, Brother Clarence? The richest man in the world name is Bernard Arnson. I understand what I'm doing. Okay, yes, sir. One of the richest men in the world is on Facebook Live right now. His name is Bernard Arnault, A-R-N-A-U-L-T. He's a $171 billionaire. And okay. That's right. You never know. You know, you don't know what you're getting these days. But without further ado, it's time to go into our other segment, and I've been used up all the time, but I haven't used up most of the time. But let's go right now without further ado. Let's go to Vera Jones for health and wellness. Vera is 1041. We got so deep into our topics today. I apologize. Come on with health and wellness from Vera Jones, since we're talking about food anyway. Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor.
Eddie, thank you very much. Okay. So today I would like to speak to you about exercise. It is imperative for us to live, and we have to move. And with the way of life, guess what? If you have not exercised for a while, start out slow. And my disclaimer is I am not a doctor or a medical profession. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So guess what? When we have activity that we do, we keep moving, we can improve our health and fitness, and it makes us love our body because we're spending time with it. We're dedicating time. So it would be grand to set up a program or make your own goals weekly. So guess what? If you don't exercise, guess what happens? You'll get brain fog. You will not be able to focus. You'll feel stressed out and even at the onset of dementia. Guess what? And toxins will build up in your body. And guess what? You'll have some sagging skin, and then you will gain a pot belly. But let me tell you a couple of benefits, which are vital. Okay, it helps our brain activity, our mood, and our memory. And if you're able to, it improves the mental health, and it helps our lungs, it builds our metabolism, it helps us lose weight, and it builds muscle. It also lowers cholesterol, and you'll be able to concentrate more if you're working on a special task. It also prevents the onset of inflammation and diabetes, along with strengthening our muscles and bones. And it reduces the risk of heart disease, and it helps us, as I mentioned earlier, maintain weight. It improves our quality of sleep, and it improves, most of all, our brain function. It will boost our energy, endorphins, reduce anxiety, as well as cancer. And guess what? It tones and firms our body, and it allows the inflammation that's stored up to move. So that means that we're burning fat, and we don't want to carry around extra fat. So what can we do? We can make it fun. We can have a day of exercise, out whether you do it alone or with a partner. Just make sure that you're wearing the proper equipment and support, whether that be a knee brace, a bra, your wraparound for your waist, and a great pair of running shoes. And not walking shoes, I say running shoes, because the running shoes have more support. And I was a marathon runner in the past, so I can tell you the shoes are imperative. Okay, so what kind of activities can we do? Let's do some cardio. We could do any heart health activities, such as we can dance, ride our bicycle, we can walk, run, but make sure that you stretch and you warm up first. And also, we can skate. We can hop on the trampoline, play some basketball, swim. We can even do Tai Chi. And if you have a jump rope, get that jump rope out and just get started. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. And then get some calisthenics in there. Do some squats, some planks, leg raises. Stretch your arms. Open up like you want to hug someone. Push up, push down, chin ups. Whatever you have to do, you can do it from home if you are not a member of the gym. And in closing, make sure that you do the rice. The rice is rest, ice, compression if you need a heating pad or if you need some ice, make sure you do that. And E is for elevation. And remember, the lactic acid builds up in our body if we do not move, and that causes pain and fatigue. And eat the colors of the rainbow and make sure that you consider the Daniel fast. And last but not least, Philippians 4:13. That is one of the best that I would like to leave with you, and make sure that you put this in your wallet, your refrigerator, or your appointment book. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Dr.
Amen, amen. Well, let's give a big hand for Vera. Thank you so much, Dr. Granady. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to go right into our sports report. But before we go to our sports report, let's call in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this none other than Linda Goldie?
That's me.
Good morning, Linda Goldie. How are you?
Well,
that's okay.
I'm a late riser, but the sun is shining, and so that's encouraging.
Thank you so much, Linda Goldie. Don't you go anywhere. You hold on a second. We're just going to go really quick to Cousin V for the sports report. Then we're going to come back and get some poetry and motion from you, okay? We're so happy
okay.
to have you on, Linda. All right. Cousin V, are you there? Cousin V, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm doing fine here, and it's sunny and nice weather.
Well, Cousin V, since you're there in Florida, how do you feel about Governor Ron Santis taking African-American studies out of the universities and the high schools and the schools of the state of Florida?
Of course, I don't think it's fair, but I was listening to, like, even the Ricky Smalley show, and he said the question was put out, do you think it would hurt his chances of running for president? And even on a black radio show, they said no, because enough of us won't get out and vote. So the thing is, we need to get out and vote. That's why Dr. Martin Luther King was our leader. He had a dream. And we should, if we want to celebrate him, we should get out and vote.
Amen. 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 Praise God. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. 100%. So without further ado, it's time for the sports report. Cousin V, take the floor. What's going on? Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Uh-oh. Anyway, it's so funny because, like I said, I listen to all kind of things that's going on, ESPN, and everybody say, hey, what are we going to be talking about after sports because the NFL is almost over? We're going to be talking about tennis. We're going to talk about golf. We're going to talk about hockey. So, yes, of course, I'm going to start off today. I'm going to mention the college women's basketball where our cousin Marissa and my niece plays at San Jose State Spartans women's basketball. On last Monday when we left, they were playing Air Force, and they did lose their game 77-70. So not bad. The scores are better. This week, on the 21st, this past Saturday, San Jose State beat Utah State with the same score that they got beat the week before, 77-59. The next game will be this Thursday on my mom's birthday. My mom will be turning 80, so happy birthday week to my mother.
Amen. Happy
birthday. They will be playing Nevada on Thursday, January the 26th at 9 o'clock p.m. And, of course, all these are Eastern Standard Time. Then also in tennis, because Eddie and I love playing tennis, The Australian Open is happening. It is going on right now from January the 8th through January 29th. So if you want to look up those scores, just look up the Australian Open. And then, of course, like I said, we're going to talk about hockey. So my Florida Panthers are doing great right now. But I have the standards for the Central Division. The first five in the Central Division are the Stars, the Jets, the Wild, the Avalanche, and the Predators. In the Pacific Division on your side of town is the Golden Knights, Kraken, Kings, Oilers, and the Flames. On our side, the Atlantic side, is the Bruins, Maple Leafs, Lightning, and the Florida Panthers are in fifth. In the metropolitan area, it is the Hurricanes, the Devils, the Rangers, the Capitals, and the Penguins. And I know the Islanders are also a famous team, so they're sixth in the metropolitan division.
Mm.
And then the NFL, the thing that you were waiting for. We actually won't know who's in the Super Bowl, but we do see some new Cinderella teams coming up. And it's good to finally see something different in the NFL, not the same team playing over and over again. So in the division round, the Chiefs beat the Jaguars 27-20. The Bengals defeated the Buffalo Bills. You know, Cincinnati Bengals, those teams that we haven't heard of going to playoffs in years, beat them 27-10. The Eagles flew over those Giants' heads 38-7. And the 49ers barely beat the Cowboys, but they beat them 19-12. Yep. And then the conference championship will be this Sunday, January the 29th at 3 o'clock p.m. It will be the 49ers and the Eagles. And then it will also be the Bengals and the Chiefs. And that will be at 6:30 January 29th. And then the Super Bowl Sunday, we get a week off, will be February the 12th at 6:30 p.m. And, again, all times are Eastern Standard Time. This is my sports report, and have a great week.
Well, thank you, Cousin V, for the sports report. And you can say hello to your cousin DJ and VJ and everybody else.
Hey, everybody from Florida.
All right. Well, okay. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Lady Justice Radio Talk. And we have about, it's 10:53 a.m. We have a little bit more time left. So we're going to go directly to none other than Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. She's going to drop some poetry on us. Linda, take the floor. Hit us with some poetry.
Okay. God is always calling to the frail and falling, to his children in their pain, because he always will remain their hope. And when they just can't cope with another day, he counsels them to pray and know he's heard every bitter story and has an answer in his word, because he has the glory.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Linda Goldie. Let's give her a big hand for Linda Goldie. Thank you, Linda. We always need some positive, uplifting poetry. Now, I want to read you the word of the day, and I want to give you the scripture of the day. So get your pen and paper out. Chandra Daniel said, all right, 49ers. Outstanding sports report. Thank you so much for the sports report. Get your pen and paper out. Here's the word of the week. The word of the week is believe. Believe that God will save you. Believe that everything's going to be all right. Believe that we're going to get through whatever it is that they're dishing out, okay? That's the word of the week, believe. And you can use that any way you want to in a sentence where it's applicable for you. The scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, and it reads, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I'm going to read that one more time. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So with that being said, now it's time to go into the commentary. Brother Clarence Mellon has two things to do. He has regulate the manual, and then he's going to do the commentary because Professor Reams, our real professor who's on our show, is not going to be with us today. So he has two things to do. And not only that, Bishop Taylor, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, don't go, Bishop Taylor, because we want you to pray us out when it's over. Before it's over, we want you to pray us out. Chandra Daniels asked a quick question. What time on Mondays do you... Okay, Chandra, we start at 9 a.m. every Monday morning Pacific Standard Time. I just kept trying to get Tawana on, and for some reason I could not get Tawana on this morning. I don't know why. Okay, let's see. We were supposed to get Words of Wisdom, but we couldn't get her on. So let's try to get her back on. We are on 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Monday Pacific Standard Time, Mrs. Daniels, okay? 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we're here every single Monday. You're very, very welcome. Without further ado, Clarence and Mellon, take the floor. Give us the short version of Regulate the Manual and the long version of the commentary, because I know it's so much to do. Go right ahead, Clarence, take the floor.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, once again, for allowing me to share these readings, this book, Regulate the Manual, not because I wrote it, it's because its content is a phenomenon. We were talking about the young man, Tyree Nichols. We talked about these five police officers who murdered him, you know, beat him, tased him, and every other injustice that they could do to take his life. And when you look at these five police, you have to look at them for what they are. They were attached to a gang, and there are no gangs that can physically see chaos, the divisions, the disorder, and neither can the gangs see their friends that can be led about death and destruction in the end. Are you able to be aware of their presence when any one of them or all of them are engaged in the operation? There are too many gang members that are not aware of these spirited creatures, so they become a part of the daily life routine for the gang. As the drinks and the drugs pour out, so do the spirits pour. The ways are out of control and are now the ways of the life for the gang. There are just a few of the things for the gang to do. There will always be some more bad things for the gang to do, and they will get even worse in the days to come. As we move from one neighborhood to another and from one gang to the other gang, before we reach a spot far down the road, I will also stick this on the step. There may be many which are used to be in the everyday life. There may have been some occasions when the scheme of things have reached our paid gangs also. Sometimes their tactics seem to have been so subtle when you look at them from the outside, but when viewed from within, you will realize that there are many hidden and ruthless going on about that become very brutal at times. And believe me, any time that the paid gangs will have the opportunity to strike, they will come up with a bona fide and certified alibi. Sometimes these episodes can cause a spike within our systems of justice and society. The people have said it in the past, no justice, no peace, the paid gangs. And that's inside of the gangs, only found in the book of Regulate the Manual. This book is written. You can go to regulatethemanual.com if you'd like to read in order. And Pastor Eddie, once again, you know, I cannot feel the customized shoe that was created by God for only Professor Reams. So I will do my best attempt to do the commentary.
Before you do that, Clarence, I hate to interrupt you. Caller in the 570-278 area code, are you there?
God bless you, Pastor Eddie. It's Pastor Ramsey.
Pastor Ramsey, thank you for coming on the show. Don't go anywhere, Pastor Ramsey. We're going to get you to pray along with Bishop Taylor. Hold on if you can. We're going over today. Dr. Aretha, send us the number that you're on. Which number are you on, Dr. Aretha, so we can get you in? And then I want to call one. Clarence, hold that thought. Don't go anywhere, Clarence. We're still going to get the commentary from you. And thank you for Regulate the Manual. We're going over today. Let me see if I can get a caller in real quick. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights.
Please leave your message for 213-822-6425.
Okay, we're going to take that call out the queue. All right. Okay, so Brother Clarence M. Allen, go ahead, give us a commentary, and after you give us – wait, we're looking for Aretha Adams-Jones, and I'm looking for to see which number she's on, and I can't seem to find it. Let's see. Okay, let's try one of these numbers here. No, she's not there. Let's see. Caller in the 323-646 area code, are you there? Caller in the 323-646 area code, are you there? No, that's not Dr. Aretha. Let's go off of that one right there. Okay. Caller in the 424-463 area code, are you there? Okay, that's not Dr. Aretha. Put that back on hold. Okay. Yes, the prefix. We need the prefix of our number, yes. But and while we're waiting on that, Clarence and Malin, please take the floor. Wait. Okay, here it is. Right. Okay, let's see if we have it. 562. 562-519. Okay, hold on. We're looking. 562. We don't see it in the queue. I don't see that one in here. Tell her to call in. We're going to keep going. Call in, Aretha. I can't get back. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Send me the number, Aretha, and I'll try to call you. Send it on Facebook Live, and then I'll call you on the show. Okay. Well, without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, give us the commentary. We have so much going on today. Go ahead, Clarence, take the floor and give us the commentary. Then we're going to get a prayer from Pastor Ramsey and then a closing prayer and final statement from Bishop Taylor. Go right ahead without further ado.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. And thank you first to all of our wonderful listeners, to our panelists, but most of all, giving God all the glory, thanks, and praise, because without this show, we wouldn't have Pastor Eddie to produce, and every week it's just a hot button topic. And I cannot feel Professor Ream's shoes. He does the most immaculate commentary every Monday. It's the most important part of our show because he summarizes this entire show. And Pastor Eddie, you know, this scripture you have with Matthew 21 and 22 coincide,
yes,
with the word of the week. You know, believe, and in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And you came with two hot topics. And before I get into those hot topics, we talked about the goodness and the gracious young man, Tyree Nichols, who were beaten by five police officers beyond recognition. And
yes,
I'm thankful that they are fired. I'm thankful the federal government will step in and see if there are any civil right violations. And we already know there are. It's just procedures. And we talked about this Republican governor down there in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, and how he wants to eliminate the black history and the history in which the world needs to know. You know, this is the most important part of history that we need to know, the history of the African and the African descendants. And we covered the millions of chickens that's been infected with a flu and the eggs that's being destroyed and the price of eggs going up. And I enjoyed our guest, Brother DJ, and he elaborated on the violations of the bad training and the old-style policing tactics that these officers used on Brother Nichols here. And then we had the Honorable Bishop Taylor, the CEO of Save,
yes,
Our Seed, listen, learn, love, and lead. I may not have it in alphabetical order in the order, but those are the four acronyms, the four words for the four L's. And we had a health and wellness doctor, Vera Jones, and she mentioned the importance of exercise. And it's so vital, especially for some of us at our ages on this show. You know, we don't get many young teenagers. So we are past that young spring chicken who has to lay that egg. And so, Pastor Eddie, we have to exercise, you know, to get our circulation, to clear our minds and clear our system, the detoxification. And she mentioned something that the first I heard was rice, the rest, the ice, the compression, and the eating. And eating properly, eating the colors of the rainbow. And with all that exercise, you know, it brings us to with Cousin V. And Cousin V is the most phenomenal sports commentator that I have heard. I mean, she should be on television. She should be on ESPN or Fox Sports somewhere, because she brings us sports precise every Monday morning on the world's greatest blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. And one thing about sports, Pastor Eddie, we covered the antics of racism and even the fratricide of racism. That's one brother or one person killing his own brother and sister with these five officers and Tyrese Nickel. But we're looking at this guy with this Spanish last name, DeSantis. That's a Spanish last name. The state of Florida, back in the 1700s, it was like a refuge for the slaves would escape to Florida, because it was a state of refuge for us. It was freedom. And we connected with the Seminoles and fought against slavery in that state. And this guy in this very same state wants to eliminate the study of blackness. And we had Linda Goldie, precious Linda Goldie, from all the way in Kingston, Oregon. And Linda, I sent you a Christmas card. I hope I didn't give Eddie the wrong number, because my card came back. But it was to say we love you and we wish you all the best. We're glad. And you talked about our daughters are always calling. Yes, our daughters, even our sons are calling. So we thank you for your lovely poems and your poetry of inspiration, education that speaks life to us and empower us. And we miss Talana Jones' words of wisdom. We miss Aretha Adams Jones, because, you know, when she comes on, I lay back on my lounge and I get mental therapy from is that you, Dr. Aretha? I know I hear something, but we need to have our full spectrum. And we're thankful for Professor Reams. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for Niecy Bell this morning. She's downtown. Her son, Devontae Williams, was killed back in late October 2020. Pastor Eddie Jones went down there on Maple and Adams. This guy was on the job. He was shot and killed on the job. And we went down there for a press conference and candlelight vigil. So, Pastor Eddie, you're not only going down there on Adams. You have been across the United States and maybe even around the world. I don't know how many of you they are, but you are everywhere fighting for my right, your rights, the rights of all the listeners, our civil rights, our human rights, our constitutional rights, and our just right to live. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. God bless you. And that is my commentary.
Let's give it up for Brother Clarence in the commentary. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. And we really appreciate that. And we do have Aretha Adams Jones on right now, so we are going to get mental health in you. Without further ado, then we're going to have both of the pastors, Bishop and the pastor, is going to pray, Pastor Ramsey and Bishop Taylor. So don't go anywhere. We went over today for a reason. This is God's will. And God's will be done. We really need mental health in you. So without further ado, Aretha, take the floor. Give us mental health in you.
Hey, Pastor Eddie, can you hear me?
You might have to speak just a little bit louder.
Okay, let me see. Oh, my gosh. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, loud and clear.
Okay, great. So thank you so much. I was having some problems with the phone. So this is the Mental Health in You segment, and today is January the
23rd, Monday, January 23rd. And guess what national day it is today? Today is National Handwriting Day. National Handwriting Day. And I read this interesting article in LifeGram, and it, you know, it talked about how we're so caught up in, you know, our digital devices and our, you know, our phones and our text apps and things like that. But do you realize that handwriting is actually an art? It's an art. And here are the mental benefits with handwriting. It eliminates stress. It also helps you to learn. It helps you to communicate. And it allows for more productivity. It allows you to prioritize and focus your thoughts. Writing allows for peace and mental health. And mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Rita Adams Jones. We really appreciate you. We appreciate everyone on the show. Okay, you guys, whatever your prayer request is, I don't care what it is, but whatever it is, send it up right now. Because guess what? If you have faith in God, just like when Jesus told the man said to Jesus, well, my apologies, Pastor Eddie. I had an appointment at 10 a.m., so I had to leave the show. That's okay. We're glad you came in, Brother Wells. We're glad you came on. Listen, Jesus told the guy, said to Jesus, someone is at my house sick. And so Jesus said, Jesus, come to my house so you can heal the person. And Jesus touched the man and told him, because of your faith, when you get to her, that person's going to be healed. And that's what happened. So I said that to say this. Whatever your prayer request is, send it up now in faith that it will come to pass, because prayer, God answers prayer, and your prayers will be answered today. And now God don't come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. And I want to thank Pastor Ramsey, and I want to thank Bishop for both holding on the line for so long. When they could be doing anything else in the world, but they chose to be here. Pastor Ramsey, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so without further ado, Pastor Ramsey, I want you to open us up and you know, send up a prayer. And then after you, Bishop Taylor, you still with us, Bishop Taylor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then we're going to have Bishop Taylor to close us out. Without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. But at this time, Pastor Ramsey is going to lead us in a prayer, so send your prayer request up and have faith and believe it's already done. Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey. Lead us all in some prayer.
Amen. Gracious Most Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, clothed in our right mind, the blood in our veins, and the activity of our limbs. We thank you for everybody on this line. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers already. We just thank you, Lord, because you are the one alone who can do it. And we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. And we just ask you, Lord, to touch each and every one all around the world, from the east to west, the north to south, and even overseas. Lord, all the stuff that's going on in this world, Lord, we just ask you to protect our children, protect the ones, give comfort to those who lost loved ones. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, because we are still here because of you. We're still alive because you're alive in us. And Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for this opportunity and chance to get our lives right. On today, God, you gave us another chance to be ready for that day when that great day comes, Lord. And we just ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch the ones in the nursing home, in the hospitals. You know what's been going on. You know the room number, and you know the situation. Lord, we ask you to heal their body from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Touch each and every one of us. We're all standing in the need of prayer. And, Lord, we know that the prayer has been answered before we even prayed it. And, Lord, I thank God for Pastor Eddie, other Tim Mama, and his family. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come on this radio show. Lord, I just thank you right now, God. So, Lord, bless them in a mighty way, God. And, Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We even ask you to bless the celebrities, God. A lot of celebrities want home to be with you, Lord. But, Lord, we know that, you know, we're just here standing in the gap for each and every one. Lord, that we overcome everything that we had to face, God. Because we overcome the battle because you fight our battle. And, Lord, if anybody's going through a battle on today, God, we know that you're fighting it for us. And, Lord, we just ask you right now, God, just to touch the schools, the arenas, the every state, every city, God, and Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to bless the ones who go into the events. Lord, let them be safe and sound. Don't let no harm or danger come near us. And Lord, we just thank you right now, God, because it's another day's journey, and we're so glad about it. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. From whom our blessings flow. Thank you for that wonderful prayer, that beautiful prayer, Pastor Ramsey. Don't go anywhere. Without further ado, and I want to send a shout-out to my brother, DJ, who came on as a special guest today. Thank you so much, DJ, for coming on. I think you're still with us. Are you still with us, DJ?
Yes, I am. I'm on my journey into the Ponderosa, but I'm still with you.
Amen. Praise God. So we're gonna keep everything in prayer. Now, without further ado, Bishop Taylor, Bishop Emeritus Taylor, please take us home with a prayer right now, and you just do it in your own way. Take over, Bishop, who is the CEO and the president of Save Our Seed. Bishop Taylor, please take the floor. Lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie. Wonderful show today. Want to give congratulations to all of the people on the show, your brothers, your sisters, your daughters, everyone, and all of the family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do magnify your name. We do glorify you, God. We thank you. We thank you for those that are suffering, those that are victims, those that are sick in the hospital, oh God, those that are being hurt by the injustice that are going on in our country. We lift up Sister Faye, God. We lift up Sister Iris, Sister Patricia, all of them, oh God, and especially this important platform, the Eddie Jones Justice Radio Show, all the participants, God. We lift up all the pastors, the evangelists, the missionaries, everyone that's standing in your name. We lift up the papas, the peers, the proteges, the mothers, oh God, and all of them, and then especially the children. And God, we lift up this nation. We pray for our country. We pray for our governors, our mayors, our persons that are in position to make policy that affect our lives. God, we lift them up, all of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We say yes to your will and to your way. Now bless us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you so much, Bishop. We really appreciate you. Now, listen, if you guys really enjoyed the show, the ones that are left on Facebook Live, send some hearts up right now. And when you send up those hearts, that really means a lot to me because it lets me know that you enjoyed what you heard and that you enjoyed the show itself. And I want to send a big shout-out to Brother Wells, to Brother Donnell M. Wells. I want to shout him out real quick. I want to shout out DJ. Thank you for the hearts, y'all. Send the hearts on up. I could use those hearts. Thank
Excuse
you, Barbara
me, Eddie.
Hart.
Eddie,
yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
This is for this is for Bishop Taylor. He's actually missing one number for the broadcast tonight, Gladwood Dad. He has 978-990-500, and one number is missing. And I have the code of 691243. Can you advise the last number, Bishop Taylor?
Yes. The number again is 978-990-5000. 978-990-5000. And the access code is 691-243-pounds. And it's the men's. Every Monday we have the Glad Dance. And we're going to be talking about a man of purpose and power. So we invite you. The women can get on too. But it's basically for men. It's a book that Dr. Miles Monroe wrote. We do it every Monday at 6 and every Saturday at 4:30. Minister Wells is one of our teachers. So he leads the book as well. So join us. Be glad to join us tonight at 6 o'clock with the Glad Dance. Glad Dance. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and we're here every single Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
I am so happy that everybody came on and everybody joined in on Facebook Live. Everybody joined in on blogtalkradio.com, and everybody joined in by calling in at 646-787-8064. I hope that the things that we discussed with you today and our topics have been knowledgeable, educational, and I hope they sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Know that you are adored and loved and blessed and highly favored, and that God is not making any mistakes right now. Listen, I tell you, I say this every week. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And remember, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And last but not least, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and it's time for us to get out of here. And so God bless you guys. We'll be here next Monday, same time. Thank you guys for the hearts and everything. I love you guys so much. This is beautiful. So I'm going to hit the finish button, and then I'm going to go out on Blog Talk Radio next. All right, everybody on Facebook, God bless you. Love you. Peace. Okay, so that was on Facebook. So now let's see. We're going to do everybody on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so let's put that down, and let's go to Blog Talk Radio. And as we go to Blog Talk Radio, we always say this on our show every week. Here's the question. The question is, what's going on? That's the question.
Hey,
what's really going on?
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
oh,
what's up?
This is
a
hey,
big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many